Coach Friday, Coach Byron Friday, coming at you. Athletes in Recovery. You can reach us at athletesinrecovery.com. Today is my audio journal, When Recovery Happens. And let me tell you, today I am fired up. One of my jobs that I worked at was servicing the exercise equipment at the Burn Studio in Burbank, California. And this studio was featured in the movie Rocky Balboa. And there was several scenes in that movie Rocky Balboa. And this is where I work, so I'm really inspired by this. And I don't know if you can really relate to that. But anyway, I'm going to attach a photo to this post on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. Anyway, so when recovery happens, this is a journal. I'm going to give you some insights and some thoughts about when recovery happens. All right? Basically, let me kind of give you a big picture overview. Recovery happens when you identify your roadblocks, the things that are getting in your way, like issues. Let's say today, issues with your parents, mommy and daddy issues. Okay? Learning and understanding what are the obstacles that are getting in the way of your personal growth. Let me make something very clear. Recovery and being in recovery is, if I had to summarize it, it's personal development. It's personal growth. Because if you're not growing, if you're not developing, you're stuck. So that's my message today. How to get unstuck. So there's a quote by Bruce Lee, and it's on YouTube. I like to watch and listen to this Bruce Lee talking about being like water, clearing your mind. And that actually doesn't really, I might have a hard time tying that quote from Bruce Lee into this, but just put it this way. Being like water is when you are working towards a state of mind where life is not getting to you and bothering you, and you have emotions and feelings that you don't know how to deal with. When you have spent time in recovery, learning about yourself, learning about the truth in yourself, and how your mind works, and how you react to circumstances, there's a big benefit to studying your own self and learning about yourself and identifying through, say, one tool is using a daily inventory. At the end of the day or during the day, you do an inventory of yourself. And what's a daily inventory? And what's an inventory of yourself? Is where you review the circumstances of what of a situation or a circumstance in your life, and you review it and you analyze it, and with the goal of discerning and thinking about what happened, okay, what it was like, and is there a better way to deal with those circumstances to have a better outcome, okay? So we're going to go on to a specific circumstance that I have learned from, have accepted, and has helped me tremendously. Is I used to have for decades, I had issues with my father. I also did have issues with my mother too, but for this, and for the purpose of this specific talk that I'm having with you right now, I'm going to use my dad. Is let's just say I had issues with my dad for what I perceived who he was and who he wasn't. Let's get on to the point about who he was. I would say that I have more negative memories of my father and things that happened growing up than I do positive. Now, some of the positives are very good because he's a funny guy, but certain things happened and I had major resentments at my father. Let me give you one, for instance, a resentment that I had with my father. And that was when it was graduation day for my high school class, and I did not graduate. I watched part of the graduation from across the street on the road tracks, smoking pot. And later on, at that time, I didn't care. I wasn't tripping. I thought it was actually pretty cool, because my parents hadn't been asking me about my report cards or my attendance at school. I was pretty much just living my life. Well, later on, where I would develop the resentment at my parents and my father is that when I entered the workforce, I gradually started to climb the ladder of success. And I went from one job within my industry, and I gradually started climbing the ladder. I ended up into an executive level position, or several executive level positions. And I didn't have the academic skills or the experience or the insight or the wisdom or the street smarts to know how to perform at these jobs. And let's say, do I want to say subsequently? I'm not going to use that word. What ended up happening is over time, because I didn't have the skills, I would end up losing the job. And one thing for sure that was the determining factor why I would lose a couple great jobs is honesty, not being honest. And I had a major, major resentment at my father because I know I said I was only going to use one for instance, but I kind of on a roll here. And I want to use this as an audio journal, not only for you, but for myself, so I can learn to tell my story. That's one of the goals of me with this audio journal is learning to share and experience my story myself and learn how to tell my story, hopefully in abbreviated fashion in the future. Anyway, give you just a brief background. During elementary school, junior high school, and high school, me and my local neighborhood kids, the only trouble that we would get in is for stealing candy at the stores, and that was it. But we did steal bicycles. Our big passion in our neighborhood was riding our bikes, riding bicycle motocross, BMX. And back then, the bikes wouldn't hold up, so we didn't have much of a dialogue or interaction with our parents about the problems that we're having with our bikes and the problems with maintaining them because they were breaking down so much. Anyway, I came out of high school with a dishonesty program and not knowing about the truth about if you're a thief, if you're dishonest and you steal things, the potential impact that will have on your life. And why did I have this resentment? This didn't come until I was in my 40s, early 40s, where I developed this resentment. I found out when my father was on his deathbed that when he was an LAPD officer, that he did something with his police partner, and they got in trouble. I still don't know the whole story, and he ended up doing prison time, and this prison time was when I was growing up, when I was probably from an infant to a couple years old. And so my father did prison time, and my resentment was that I didn't find out about this until he was on his deathbed. I felt so disappointed, even more disappointed. I don't want to over-dramatize here and say that I was devastated, but I was just so surprised that my father's life lessons, that he would never confide in us and use this as an opportunity when we were getting in trouble stealing. And in fact, during one of his jobs, when he was a meat packer, we actually contributed to him stealing meat from the meatpacking house. It's a long story, but clearly what ended up happening is I didn't learn about being honest and how stealing was bad, and I didn't know the reasons behind it. But after losing a couple jobs because of stealing and being dishonest, and then learning that my dad didn't have it in him to teach me the life lessons about these exact topics. And I was just so, so disappointed. And really, for a while, I would say that I was devastated because that really, my mom, I also took that resentment out on my mom. And I'll talk about my mom in another audio journal. But anyway, getting to the conclusion here is that here I am, a 40-something adult in a 12-step program, actually in AA and NA, and thinking that my issues are with addiction, when the truth is my issues are, my main problems in my life are inability to cope with my feelings and learn how to deal with my feelings. And if I had a psychologist, I could have worked through that. But it was just me, myself, and I navigating my entire adult lifehood. Even I would say from age probably 10 or 11, 12, 13, I navigated from those years in my life, early childhood to adulthood, all by myself, without advice from my parents. So if I had to bottom line summarize what my point here is and what my life lesson is here and what my message is, the big picture is that, number one, I didn't know how to deal with my feelings. I had issues with my parents, and I didn't know how to cope with these. And these affected me in a negative way, these negative emotions. And today, being in recovery, is I've come to accept and understand that, let me make one observation about my father. This is where a tremendous amount of insight and growth came from. Is I realized that, number one, my father was raised by a single parent, his mother, my grandma, Nana Myrtle Friday, and her husband, my dad's father, walked out when he was an infant. So basically, if my dad was not raised with a father and mother, and as an adult, my father had challenges. If he wasn't raised by a father and a mother, two parent family, okay, how in the world should anyone expect him to have all the skills and all of everything he needs to raise a family? That's really going to be difficult, and I'm getting too long-winded here. So here's the message, is recovery is a journey, and personal development and personal growth happens over time. I would say my journey in recovery it will go on until the end of my life. It's always a struggle. But we've learned to accept these struggles and not let these emotions and circumstances that happen in our life affect us in such a negative way. We learn how to cope with them and not get overwhelmed like we used to. So I was inspired by Seth Godin to go ahead and not expect perfection. I'm just totally losing here. I've been meaning to do audio journals, and I've been recording them for a couple years, but I haven't had the bravery to upload them and record them. I have one out of maybe 100. And so what the idea here is get on here, publish these audio journals, and if just one person can get some insight from these, it will have been worth it. And also, if it helps improve my skills, my public speaking, and helps me learn how to tell my story, and I build confidence over time, then it's done its job. So I'm going to link to the story, the Seth Godin blog post that I read today. Seth Godin is one of my favorite authors for many reasons. And you can reach me on Twitter at SoberCoaching and also at Athletes in Recovery. And that's athletesinrecovery.com. And this is Coach Byron Friday. And I hope you have enjoyed. If you haven't enjoyed it, maybe you've made it through part of this audio recording or the full length of this audio recording. And hopefully there's some actionable items that you've taken away from the words that I've just spoken. And you can leave a message or leave a comment on the bottom of this post on the website. Okay? And thanks very much. On the website, Athletes in Recovery, last thing, is you can leave a audio message. If you have a computer with a microphone, it's a little speak pipe widget. You can leave a 90-second comment or question. Also, if you'd like to leave a question, or if you have a thought about recovery for Coach Friday and this podcast, you can email it to us. And the email is on the website, on the contact button. Thanks so much, and have a great day.